Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 28th of August, 2010. As we continue on here, I want to play this clip for you. This was just this past Thursday on National Public Radio, and now anybody who's ever listened to NPR will understand that there certainly are no friend to individual liberty and to the United States of America as far as being a free country. And NPR just this past week was talking about the current situation in the economy and mortgages and what have you, and they actually came right out and explained to the American people where their money comes from, that it's created out of thin air. It's just amazing. Listen to this.
Before Ben Bernanke took over the Fed, before this financial crisis, the central bank did many things, and owning home mortgages was not one of them. But these days, your mortgage check might go to the Fed. This week, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York opened its doors to our Planet Money team. Hannah Jaffe-Walt and David Kestenbaum take us there.
November 2008, the heart of the financial crisis, a bunch of central bankers sat around a table and wondered, how do we keep this from becoming the next Great Depression? They'd done what they normally do, cut the main interest rate, cut it almost to zero, but the housing market was still tanking. They wanted it to stop.
Their solution? Throw money at it. For the first time ever, the Fed announced it would buy mortgages. Mortgage bonds.
It was such a big announcement, it's easy to forget, some person actually had to go do it. They had to find someone to spend all the money.
I was actually at my desk at my job, and my cell phone rang, so I took the call in the conference room.
One of those people was Julie Ramache. Long red hair, she moves her hands a lot when she talks. She had left the Fed to work in the private sector, but now they needed her back.
Do you recognize the Fed extension?
I did. I did know it was somebody calling from the Fed.
Did you wonder, maybe?
I was imagining what it would be like to be back, you know, even before I got that call. So for somebody who had spent so much time here to, you know, when I got that call, how could I say no?
The guy at the other end of the phone was Richard Zina, Senior Vice President at the Fed. And the offer was basically this. You'll be part of a small team. Your job, should you choose to accept it, is to spend hundreds of billions of dollars.
We had to, you know, come up with a plan of attack within a six-week window.
You wish it was 6 months.
Well, we wish it was 6 months, but it was actually just 6 weeks.
Okay, I'm going to leave that there for a moment. We got to take the break. When we come back from the break, we'll continue this, folks. I think this clip is very, very interesting in light of the fact that we've been telling you for years, those in the alternative media, alternative print publications, exactly how the Federal Reserve works. And then after all of this stuff, just broke out recently. Now, finally, they think they've gotten their plan far enough along that they can reveal to the American people just the fraud that our money situation really is.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
And I wanna believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you. Not today, today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com is the website, www.governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Also, the snail mail address is Darren Weeks, P.O. Box 368, Parma, Michigan. That's P as in Paul, P-A-R-M-A, Parma, Michigan, 49269. Okay, that's P.O. Box 368, Parma, Michigan, 49269. All right, before the break, we were talking about the situation with regard to the Federal Reserve, how they were, how they've been inflating money since 1913. The Federal Reserve Act came into being in 1913 in December, and there's a lot of very dark history surrounding that, too, by the way. Prior to 1913, there were numerous tries at a central bank. At one point, we had a central bank, and it was defeated. But these little critters never give up, and they brought it back in. And when most of Congress had gone home in 1913 for the holidays, just a handful of congressmen actually passed the Federal Reserve Act. Woodrow Wilson signed it into law. Years later, he supposedly repented and said he had unwittingly ruined his country by doing so. Whether or not he was sincere in that, who knows? But the point is, the damage was done, and we've been paying the price ever since. And we're certainly paying the price today, as the Federal Reserve has been the focus of everyone's attention anymore. You can't turn the TV on in the news. You can't hear anything at all about the economy without having input from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. And he was just testifying before Congress again, and he's already said that the Fed is poised to buy up more debt again, should that become necessary. So the Fed is getting more and more powerful all the time, and this has been really a mystery to the average person. The average American does not understand that money is created out of thin air. More and more people are learning this, but still, you talk to the average person on the street, they don't understand monetary policy, how the whole thing works. But now the plan to control all business, all wealth, everything, it has gotten so far along now that even the foundation-funded news media, National Public Radio, this past week, basically told everyone in the world how the Federal Reserve works, what it does, that it creates money out of thin air.
The Federal Reserve had never actually purchased home mortgages before, ever.
No, no.
So this is the mortgage-backed security purchase program team room. It's a smallish room. There's only it's not as big as you might think when you consider the size of the overall purchase program.
We got a tour of the room where it all happens with Julie and her colleague Nate Werfel. Apparently, we're the first reporters who have been let in here.
The floor is not marble. There are no oak tables.
It does not look space-aged.
It looks like four small cubicles with a Nerf basketball net and a ping pong trophy.
Somebody sits on a yoga ball.
Right, yeah, occasionally.
Julie and Nate both told us they took this job very seriously. The Fed bought bonds containing safe mortgages, all backed by the government.
But still, they bought so much. In the end, $1.25 trillion worth. That's a fifth of all the government-backed mortgages out there.
And that $1.25 trillion, before that moment, did not exist.
Can I ask a kind of weird question, but I know it's one everyone's going to ask? Where does the money come from?
It's created, right? So that's the nature of central banking, right? So central banks, when we actually purchase a security, we pay for it with cash that is basically created by the central bank. That's the nature of central banking around the world.
That is the weird superpower of a central bank. Richard Zina says, at the Fed, they can say, I'd like to buy this bond, and the bank will say, okay. And then in that bank's account with the Fed just changes the numbers in there.
And voila, money is created.
Basically, you press a button, and in their account it says, we have this much more money, and they figure you're good for it.
Yes.
That seem weird to you at all after all these years?
Yes, it is still a magical process.
So, over 15 months, they worked this magic. A small group of people here pressed keys, created $1.25 trillion out of thin air, and used it to buy mortgage bonds.
So we purchased $1.25 trillion.
Exactly.
I think we fell short by, like,
61 cents short, something.
Pennies?
61 cents.
What?
Seriously.
No way. $1.25 trillion you got within how much?
We got very, very close to the actual $1.25 trillion. I do think we were within pennies of the final charge.
Did you guys ever think when you were buying about the houses that were in the stuff that you were buying?
I don't think I've ever thought about the specific houses. No.
It's possible you were buying your mom's house, the mortgage on your mom's house or something.
Well, I was buying the mortgage on my own house, so, yeah, I mean, it's very possible.
The Fed sees the program as a success. By buying those bonds, they help provide money for people taking out mortgages, help lower interest rates, maybe help slow the fall of housing prices.
This seems sort of crazy that you can create money, use it to help the economy with no cost.
Well, it's possible there will be a cost. Some people worry about inflation. After all, there is now $1.25 trillion more dollars out there than there used to be.
But the more striking possibility, it's possible there's not much cost at all, that an institution can create $1.25 trillion out of thin air, hurl it into the economy, and we all get away with it. I'm Chana Jaffe-Walt.
I'm David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Well, what do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? Will we get away with it? Will who get away with it? you know, we're not getting away with anything. We're not doing anything. Will they get away with it? That's the real question here. But it's just really striking to me. I have never in my life, as many news reports as I've seen on the economy, I have never once heard them actually come out and admit that they're creating money out of thin air. Unless you're listening to the alternative media networks like Republic Broadcasting. By the way, I would like to say that if you can support RBN, you can certainly do that. They want you to know that you can pay $5, $10, $20 per month for their archives. There's still $1.33 a month. But if you want to opt to pay more for the archives, you certainly are welcome to do so. But they need your help, ladies and gentlemen. They have the RBN business cards available, $10 per 100, which includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russell's America from Freedom to Fascism. Anyway, support the network, because alternative media networks like this one are, we've been telling you folks about this stuff for years. Only recently has NPR finally mentioned in one news blurb that, oh, by the way, now that your economy's in the toilet, now that you have a global economy, guess what? Your central bank is creating money out of thin air. And they still didn't mention that it's not even a part of the U.S. government. So they're still continuing to contribute to that fraud. But anyway, the number for the network during business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., is 1-800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. The address is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's once again 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Support the network. Keep the network on the air. Very important to do that. And also you can go to republicbroadcasting.org at any time. Donate online via PayPal. But, you know, they mentioned in that report, is this thing working? Will the whole thing work? Well, is it working, folks? We can see from CNBC, U.S. new home sales sink to lowest pace on record. They say new U.S. single-family home sales unexpectedly fell in July to set their slowest pace on record, while prices were the lowest in more than 6.5 years, government data showed on Wednesday. The Commerce Department said sales dropped 12.4% to 276,000 unit annual rate, the lowest since the series started in 1963, from the downwardly revised 315,000 units in June. Analysts polled by Reuters had forecast new home sales unchanged at 330,000 unit pace last month. They say what we're seeing is the downside of government intervention. It had fanned expectations of a market bottom when, in fact, it created a false bottom, said Tom Porcelli, a senior economist at RBC Capital Markets in New York, quote, we expect home sales to stay at this remarkably low range with remarkably high unemployment. There's also little demand for lending, unquote. So, what are the benefits of centralized banking, ladies and gentlemen? Here we see from the Associated Press. 1 in 10 mortgage holders face foreclosure as jobs remain scarce. They say 1 in 10 American households with a mortgage is at risk of losing its home. 1 in 10, ladies and gentlemen. And the foreclosure crisis, they say, could worsen if jobs remain scarce. About 9.9% of homeowners had missed at least one mortgage payment as of June 30th, the Mortgage Bankers Association said Thursday. That number, adjusted for seasonal factors, was barely down from a record high of more than 10% as of April 30th. The Labor Department said requests for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week. The drop in first-time claims to a seasonably adjusted 473,000 was the first decline in a month in a hopeful sign after a raft of dismal economic reports. That was from 2 days ago. So it's a good sign that we've dropped to 473,000. Anyway, folks, I got to take another break. When we'll come back, we're gonna put this whole foreclosure thing in line with what the real agenda is. Because I think it's very important. We got people in Palm Beach, Florida, lining up now for mortgage modifications. People are very, very desperate. And all of this you can lay at the feet of the Federal Reserve and those clowns that were just talking a moment ago. Stay with us. This is Govern America, We'll be back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Called him Sandy Cane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue. Some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all.
And we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, by the way, I want to give out the phone number. We haven't really given out once this program, because I've just been wall-to-wall with the information, but you're welcome to call in if you want. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 9443. And we have a caller right now. Let's go ahead and take Doug in Arkansas. Doug.
Hi, good morning, Darren.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it sickening listening? I haven't listened to NPR in years, but, you know, they're so giddy. You know, it's all happy times. Oh, we get to play with $1.2 trillion. And just, of course, the article is, or the information there is showing that who's buying the mortgages? Like, that's supposed to be a good thing now? The government owns the mortgages, all these mortgages they're buying?
And yeah, you know, if the Federal Reserve is buying the mortgages, then who owns your home? Is it not the central bankers?
Well, absolutely, and that's part of the scam. They are definitely coming out in all ways of sticking it in your face. They're having to come out, or whatever, they're deciding to come out and just kind of like the frog in the water situation, mm-hmm. and just let people know that this is what's happening. And once you realize that all of the things we call government, they're all corporations. The banks are corporations. They're corporations. So it's a sort of a bait and switch.
Yeah.
You know. And the other thing I wanted to mention, I heard your first hour. There were two incidences. One of them had to do with Shakespeare when you were talking about the writing of the laws.
Uh huh.
How they were revealing that well, we don't actually write the laws. I don't remember who it was. It's maybe a year ago, but there was some very revealing information passed out. One of them had to do with Shakespeare, and that those plays and things that Shakespeare came out revolutionized law. Certain
mm-hmm.
words were introduced that changed how law was, and it was not written by Shakespeare. It was written by, I believe they were Jesuits, but you can be sure. And there was another, I forget if it was Beethoven it may have been, but another same type of thing, music attributed or art attributed to some famous guy that there's nobody like, and it was actually all written by other people. So we have the same thing going on right now. All these things are written by, who knows, when you spoke about they have different versions of it. This thing could all be piped, basically done by a bank of people, and then they just punch in something into their programs, and it just spits these out. And
well, it just goes to show you that we have a shadow government. It's a shadow government, and the people that we see at the fore, these are just the puppets, these are just the faces of the whole thing. The administrative paper pushers and people that are the spokespeople, but behind the scenes is where the real work is done. You know, and it's kind of interesting that we were talking about ghostwriting laws earlier, but even the people, whenever the elitists write their own books, they don't even write their own books.
Exactly.
They get people to write those for them.
And it's attributed to them as if they're somebody smart. Yeah,
exactly.
It's very interesting because the way I look at these situations, laws, and different actions, just for instance, the fact that whether it's taxes or some other court matter, boy, if you don't dot the I, if you caught speaking something that's not totally true, oh, the hammer comes down. But at the same time, these people, lawyers, etc., they're allowed to lie.
Yeah.
So it's so in your face.
Yeah, it is. In your face.
Yeah.
Everything is very in your face today.
And you know, the way I look at life is someone lies to me or someone steals from me, I might forgive them, but I'm going to be watching them from then on. But
yeah.
For some reason, and I think part of the psychological trick here.
Hey, I gotta take a break here. Can you hold over? Hang on just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. That's Poker Face, by the way. Check out their music on the, and their website at pokerface.com, www.pokerface.com, one of the wonderful patriot bands that support the efforts of the freedom movement, ladies and gentlemen. Music is very important. The other side knows the value of music. They use it to, well, I mentioned the 60s Cultural Revolution a little earlier. Music was a huge part of breaking down cultural barriers and morality. And it goes forward today. But anyway, we can use music to further the patriot effort as well and to reach into areas where we ordinarily wouldn't be able to reach. So anyway, pokerface.com. Before the break, I was visiting with Doug from Arkansas, and Doug, you were saying that when somebody lies to you, you tend to try to keep an eye on them a little more. Did you want to finish your thought?
Yeah, I think that would be a fair response, okay, a logical response.
Mm-hmm.
When families the budget is getting tighter and tighter and tighter, we have to cut back. We have to give up some things, but not, quote, government. I don't even really like calling it government because it's not. But
right,
they are governing. And I was saying that the psychological, I think the way this is being pulled off is it's the term, everything is supposedly these experts, like this lady they called up, oh, you're the only one that can figure out how to give this money away, how to spend this money. And you think about it, expert. I pulled my dictionary out during the commercial, and And expert, the definition of that is someone skilled and special with special knowledge. But the prefix ex means, and in finances, it means in finance, it means without the right to have or to participate in.
Interesting.
Okay? So these are the people that they don't have the right to participate in, yet the psychological effect is everyone is looking at, whether it's in sports, whatever the case is, people look at these, quote, specialists, professionals, experts, and as if they're gods, as if they're, and that's the whole thing of idols, icons, people are going to have to realize that they have as much worth as anybody else, and well, we can see that obviously the way this thing, this all this financial system is being run, it is crazy. And we'll have to probably wait and see whether or not all this money, this $1.2 or $3 trillion that was spent, will actually benefit anybody, or will it go into pockets of the private bankers?
Well, I think we already know.
Yeah.
I trust. I'm sure that was a rhetorical statement you just made, but I think we already know what the answer to that is going to be.
Well,
you know?
Because again, the lying. Okay, they lie, lie, lie. I mean, once someone treats you like that, or you see that they have a despicable character, you are a fool. What's that?
You keep believing
them.
Fool
me once, shame on me. Shame on you. Or
Fool me once, shame on me. Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, I appreciate the call there, Doug.
Hey, you're welcome.
That, you know, folks, this is the thing about this, and he hit on it right there. We have all this idol worship in society. We're taught to build up these celebrities, focus on them. We're taught to, anytime anything goes wrong in our personal life with finance, these cycles that are created by the Fed, by the central banking entities around the world, it's not just here, but the apex of which is the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, which, as I like to point out, is built in the shape of a boot, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what do you think that is? I mean, this is the central bank for the central bankers around the world, and the building is built in the shape of a boot. Now, what does that tell you? You talk about being in somebody's face. You talk about saying it the way it is. Always, whenever I think about that, I come back to the writings of George Orwell. I believe it was 1984, his book, where he talked about a boot stamping on the human face forever. This is your banking entities, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Ben Bernanke's, your Alan Green scams. It's a boot stamping on the human face forever. But it's not just in the United States. It's the central banks all around the world. And this is a worldwide system. And they just came out with a report in April. The International Monetary Fund did, where they're now talking about a new currency called the Bancor. Yeah, they have the special drawing rights, which represents a basket of currencies from the different countries or regions. You talk about the euro. But now they're taking it a step further and going with something called the Bancor, because they don't want special drawing rights or SDRs being tied to the currencies of different countries. They want to have a completely independent worldwide currency, which will be administered, I guess, by the IMF. So this world governing system is certainly going forward. And anybody that doesn't see it is not paying attention. Nancy writes, she says, Darren, I believe it was on John Hinckley's RBN program I learned that former Senator William Cohen's book, Roll Call, he says the bills for legislation were put together in committee, not written by the senators themselves. The same Cohen warning of weather warfare years ago. Anyway, she weighs in on the thing we read earlier, How Our Laws Are Made, A Ghostwriter's View, which, once again, you can get on the website. John in Tennessee. John, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. I enjoyed the previous caller. You know, I'm listening to him, and I'm thinking, what's the problem in America? What's the problem in the world? Darren, we're listening, but we don't hear. We're learning, but we never come to receive any knowledge. You know, we see things happening in our face, but it doesn't register. It's like, let me find the words real quick. How to, even to the television, Darren, a silly thing like, I'm an old guy, in the 60s, Gilligan's Island, you know, they put on this Shakespearean play, and in the face of America's children in the 60s, they were reciting Hamlet, it was Shakespeare, I'm not sure that it was Hamlet, I could be wrong. But he says, neither a borrower nor a lender be, guard your own sovereignty. Yeah, you know, on a kid's program. So Shakespeare, whoever wrote the Shakespearean songs or the Shakespearean play, were trying to get across to people what the truth of the matter was, that this is an illusion, that we are controlled, that you better come to some knowledge, you better hear. When the teacher's speaking, you better let it sink in. You know, you can't believe your eyes, but you better see what they're showing, because we're going to hold you responsible someday. We have been in your face. We've not told you any lies. We've given you truth. But yet when you or I or the previous caller see or hear things and we understand and we talk to others about it, you're looking into this too deep. Why do you got to go so deep into this stuff? Because it's a matter of life and death, folks. You got to take it serious.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, and these people are so vicious and evil that they kill people every day. I mean, they starve people around the world. I think what's going on in Pakistan right now with the flooding could very well be an engineered scenario. Isn't it interesting, John, that we have been flying drones over there that kill civilians. Supposedly we're fighting the Taliban over in Pakistan. Then all of a sudden they have a massive flood over there. You know, the person that I mentioned, William Cohen, and the weather warfare, William Cohen was a former defense secretary. He was a defense secretary under the Clinton administration. He warned about weather warfare. He said that they can control the weather, and he blamed it on the terrorists. But yet we have floods going on in Pakistan right now. You know, these people control everything, and they control the weather, they control the climate, and they don't care about human life, and they're continuing to fly drones over Pakistan right now, killing people. And why am I bringing up Pakistan? It's just an example. But we got the wars going on around the world. And we have the financial wars going on here in this country and around the world. But it all boils down to making people their slaves and reducing the population to make it a manageable size so that they can be efficient in their slave management. They don't want to kill everybody off because there wouldn't be anybody left to run things for them.
Let me tell you what's been going on here in Nashville. We all know about the flood back in May.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived here 16 years. Before May, I never seen any major flooding. Since the floods in May, we had some more rain. It rained quite a bit, but it didn't rain enough to cause the flooding that we've had since May. Last week, 2 weeks ago, we had some more flooding. And people around town were looking at one another, Darren, actually saying, what's going on here? How come we're flooding now? And they're beginning to realize that this flooding is caused and controlled
normal
by the Tennessee Valley Authority. It's not normal. Now,
yeah,
we've got stores and business areas that never flooded, but now they're flooding. What happened? The local news, the weather guys on the local news stations spent 2 days with their weather maps, trying to show people why you had flooding over here. Well, over here they had 10 inches of rain, and over here you might not have had any. You know, we had 4 inches here and a trace here. That's why it was flooding. So you have the weathermen on the controlled media explaining to people why we're flooding.
Yeah. Well, and the controlled media, they, you know, these people believe just anything they're told. So, you know, they rip from the wire services, they rip copy, they rewrite it in their own words for their teleprompter, and they read it on the air, never fact-check anything. Anything official police sources, fire sources, FEMA, any government agency that comes out and puts out a press release, these people rip and read. They take it right off the fax machine and write it in their own words and put it on the teleprompter. So anything the government or the wire services say, these local news media people read for almost verbatim.
Well, not only that, Darren, many times they don't even rewrite it. I noticed a story of a civil war going on. I don't remember exactly where it was at, but it was pretty big to me. I got it from the BBC, so I called my local NBC affiliate, and I said, how come y'all aren't reporting on, you know, on this civil war going on? You know what they told me? The editor of the television news said, well, it's not on the NBC feed, and since it's world news and NBC hasn't put it on their feed, we can't report. But yet he knew that it was going on, but he would not report it because the NBC feed, news feed, to give to the public feed, wasn't on it, so he couldn't do it. And yeah. Then last week when Obama, there was a big question about whether or not he was a Christian, I watched the local NBC affiliate. And they come out with, you know, the poll says that so many such and such believe that he's a Muslim. And she says, he is a Christian. He prays every day. So I say, well, that's strange. You know, since when does it matter if he is or isn't?
Yeah.
You know? Well, this is America.
Don't Muslims pray?
On the national news at NBC, this Brian Williams uses the exact same language that the local newsreader did. He prays every day, and I'm like, okay, you know, I guess they are maybe a little bit controlled. Evidently, NBC sent to the affiliate, refute Obama's Muslim heritage or something, and here's the words to read. We got to pound it in their heads that he is a Christian because he prays every day. Well, he prays 3 times a day facing east, maybe.
That's what I was going to say.
You know?
To Mecca. Yeah.
Anyway,
Muslims pray too. But see, the I don't really care what his religion is. And see, that the whole ground zero mosque thing, from what I've been seeing, is a scam. What they're doing is they're trying to create divisions in America. This is just one more distraction, because it's based upon a false premise, and that was the premise that we were attacked on September 11th. Number one.
Well, part of what they're doing there, and I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, but part of what they're doing, yes, they're using the dialectic. Yes, they're instigating religious, you know, animosity from Christians to Muslims. They're also, they're taking a poll without taking a poll. How is America going to respond to this? Have we got them pushed in the right direction yet? You know, the Delphi technique comes into effect. Is America, mm-hmm. have they reached the consensus that we want them to reach yet so that we can go to war with Iran? You know, we've got to get them hating a little bit more. And when we got them hating, then we can drop the reins and let this war horse gallop off into the Middle East and start World War III and just have a good old time, because we know, you know, we know that's what we're doing, Darren. Anybody with half a brain the size of a pea can look and say that the Japanese, and I love America, man, but the Japanese may have had it right. Those imperialists, you know, in World War II, the American imperialists, when you go to war preemptively, when you go to war to boost an economy or an industry, or you go to war for oil, or you start a preemptive battle, who's the bully? That's what I want to know. Who is the bully?
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the whole bombing of Pearl Harbor thing, that whole thing was a big design.
I appreciate your patience. I'm sure I'm breaking up. So
that's okay. I appreciate the call there, John. God bless you. We'll move on here. But I'm almost up to break time, and the calls are stacking up. But I just want to say this. The whole thing with the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor, that all was another 9/11 type event as well. As a matter of fact, the PNAC report, I believe, refers to Pearl Harbor, them wanting, they published that thing a full year ahead of the September 11th so-called attacks, and they said that we realize that this is probably going to be impossible to accomplish, save any kind of Pearl Harbor type event happening. But when you look at Pearl Harbor, you start to realize all the warnings the government had. I mean, there were intelligence services around the world, ladies and gentlemen, that were warning the Pentagon, that were warning the State Department. There were numerous warnings issued. They did that whole thing to get us into the war. And that's the bottom line. I got to take another break. When we come back, we'll take more calls. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. I realize the calls are stacking up, and we still have an open line, or I think two open lines right now, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And everyone that's on the line, just hang in there, and we will get to you as quickly as possible. Real quickly, though, I mentioned before the break about how Pearl Harbor was just another 9/11 type event. I want to expound upon that real briefly here. There is a book, if you want to go and search it out, I highly encourage you to do so. It may be out of print, may be hard to find, but there are excerpts of it on the Internet. It's called World War II, Mother of All Conspiracies. And they talk about it in there about how they denied intel to Hawaii. And they, for instance, on November 27th, FDR set them up by misleading the commanders into thinking negotiations with Japan were continuing. They had false information sent to Hawaii about the location of the Japanese carrier fleet. There's a number of things that they did, and more importantly, didn't do, to set up Pearl Harbor to be bombed by the Japanese. It was a provoked attack in the first place. So I encourage you to search out World War II, Mother of All Conspiracies, because there's a historical precedent. In fact, if you go to sweetliberty.org, there's an excerpt of it in the How Wars Are Made section. But it's very important, because these types of situations, there's a historical precedent for everything they do. And 9/11 was another example of that. Setting up the Twin Towers and the Pentagon to be attacked, so-called attacked, so they could start a war in the Middle East. It's not a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody that does the research, from official documentation we've obtained from government websites to the controlled media news sources to politicians in Britain, what they've said to testimony before Congress about needing a pipeline built to get the oil out of the Caspian Sea region. I mean, there's so many both anecdotal and circumstantial as well as concrete evidence. But it still remains to be relevant. It's still relevant today, because everything we're seeing happening in the Middle East is based upon this idea and this Ground Zero mosque, this hoopla over the supposed mosque that's being built in Ground Zero is just another cog in the wheel to try to get you to hate the Muslims, to create animosity between people, to create distrust among the people. It's more of the divide and conquer nonsense that we've become so accustomed to today. And I say it's time for it to stop. It's time for the American people to wise up to the tactics and to realize how these games are being played. That's why your voice is very important. Speak up when you hear this nonsense. I'm at the top of the hour. When we come back, we'll zip through the phone lines. If you're on the line, we will get to you, so stay with us. Michael in New York, Delbert in Iowa, Melody in Colorado, Roland in Texas, and Mark in Montana. Stay with us, all of you. We will get to you after the break as soon as possible. Hang on. Please be patient. Hour number 3 of Govern America is about to begin. Stay with us. With recent